USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Document request. President Trump says he'll comply with House Democrats who are expanding their investigation into the president.
You're going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion. It's all a hoax. You're going to learn about that as you grow older.
From Washington, D.C. to Alabama now, where more than 20 people killed in a massive EF4 tornado with intense winds at 170 miles per hour, the worst damage in Lee County.
A heavy wind and everything. Then we ran inside, and after that, it was just a lot of debris flying.
Turning now to 2020, former Obama Attorney General Eric Holder announcing he won't be running for president. Beverly Hills 90210 actor Luke Perry has died after suffering a massive stroke last week while at home. He was 52. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
More now on one of our lead USA Radio stories this hour. Families mourning the loss of loved ones in Alabama killed by the enormous tornado. Among those who died, 3 children ages 6, 9, and 10. Chris Darden with the National Weather Service at a news conference.
Well, the tornado that hit Lee County did the most significant damage. We are upgrading that to an EF4. This is new information that I won't provide to you right now, hot off the presses. Estimated wind speed of 170 miles per hour. That's based on damage that we found not far from here on County Road 39. John DeBlock and his team is out there assessing that right now.
And Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones says the search continues for people still missing.
We've been talking with family members and residents in the area trying to get a count of how many individuals that we're looking for. But again, our efforts are concentrated on that. We have canine teams coming in from all over the state of Alabama and from the state of Georgia.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
USA News for your health. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers will hear arguments for and against vaccinations. Scheduled to testify, a teenager from the state of Ohio. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
An Ohio teenager who went viral for getting vaccinated despite his mother's wishes will be testifying before Congress on Tuesday. Ethan Lindenberger announcing on Twitter that he'll testify before a Senate committee on the importance of vaccinations. The 18-year-old from Norwalk, Ohio says he hadn't been vaccinated as a child for anything and that his parents think vaccines are some kind of government scheme. He's since become vaccinated for hepatitis A, B, HPV, and the flu. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
News now about the military. USA Radio's John Clemens reports there's concern about our aging arsenal. The warning coming from the head of the U.S. Strategic Command.
That was the warning from Air Force General John Hyten, the commander of the U.S. Strategic Command.
Everything that we have is aging out. We have bombers, ICBMs, nuclear submarines, all of which will reach a point within about 15 years where they're no longer a viable element.
Yet if they are viable today, they are safe, reliable, ready, and they can do all the missions they need to do today. But in the future, that won't be the case. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.